And I was in his private little class, and he said, "Sex is the closest thing to God."
Wow.
And I was like, "Now that you mention it, I mean, that's creation.
Yeah.
And that should be sacred."
That wow, that's sick. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very true though, because I've been taking like obviously the show ed, and man, like I was a fucking savage. Like I just didn't give a fuck, and then. I'm at a point now where I'm like, yo, like it's a big energy exchange. Like I'm giving so much of me is going inside of you. And like, I'm a fun, bubbly, positive person. But sometimes like I just be sitting there just thinking like, fuck, like that really drained me. Like this person has come with like a lot of baggage or a lot of like mm-hmm. bad energy that's come on. And like we started hooking up and then it starts to like really like start to eat away at me and I can like feel it. And I'm like, okay, well. There's something that just doesn't feel right and this isn't the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe sometimes that gets like misconstrued with like, oh, he just used me for sex or whatever. But I've found like when it's not like the right person or the energy isn't right, like it's really like pulling me away. So I've just been really like stopped like hooking up with people.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine. I've mentored her for years. She's an artist.
Yeah.
She's always been a genius of an artist. But now I see her transcending, and I was having a conversation with her the other night, and she said, "Charlie, I want to tell you something like interesting because it's not even her personality." She's like, "Something crazy happened when I wanted my dream so bad that I became disgusted by actually being touched by people."
Wow.
And I said, "You're transcending."
Yeah.
I'm like, "You're taking all this energy and you're applying it to your craft." And she's like blowing up, like her dream. And she's like, "I don't like anybody even touching me. Like, don't even hug me." Because she could literally feel night and day difference between before when that energy is being exchanged.
Yeah.
And now her energy is so pure. And now she's just like channeling genius on top of genius. And she's taking off. And I'm like, wow, like. You're stronger than I am. Like, I understand where you're at, but like, there are certain humans who have transcended to that level of like, no, I'm not, it's not even worth it.
Yeah.
It's like me, I'm vegan. Like, if you told me to go eat a steak right now, I'm like, it's not even worth it. That'll mess me up. But like, there are some people who get that so clean, but it really was about that dream.
Yeah.
And she was doing it for that dream and for men to like hold it. I mean, it's creation.
Yeah.
It's literally creation, like we were just talking about, like sex is the closest thing to God. But when you hold it, that seed's not going out. So it channels into different types of creation instead of leaving you. It's powerful stuff.
It's very powerful. Hey, guys.
Wow.
What's up, guys?
Dude.
Hey, thank you so much for tapping in. This is a very important episode for me. The man sitting in front of me actually legitimately changed my life and helped me. Through thick and thin, even though he didn't know he was probably doing it, he's one of the most inspiring people that you'll ever hear from. He has the craziest story, but most importantly, opened a lot of people's eyes and has affected a lot of people in a very positive way. And his mission is to benefit the good of humans, which is very, very rare. And I've never met someone so passionate about being such a good person. Here he is, Mr. Charlie Rocket.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Also, before we kick it off, I got you this.
That's for me?
Do you know what it is?
I mean...
Do you know what it is? Come on.
I mean, it's a pyramid.
No.
With a crystal inside.
It's more than that.
What is it?
Okay, so you started this little crystal journey for me.
Okay.
After I went to Sedona is when I first got my first crystals, and I remember calling you after that because some crazy shit happened.
Yeah.
Remember that phone call?
I remember. I tell that story to people all the time. That's a crazy story.
That was bizarre. But I started getting crystals and stuff like that, and... It was weird because my friends who are like, you know, macho men, they're like, oh, why would you buy crystals? Why would you put it beside your bed? I'm like, shit, if I put a crystal beside my bed and it does something good for me, sweet. The worst thing that having like a funky looking rock beside your bed can do is like look ugly. Like some of them look ugly, but I'm like, look, like there's nothing bad by putting it beside your bed. But as soon as I started buying these, like everything's changed. Like my energy shift. So these are orgone pyramids. I saw it on Drake's story. I'm like, fuck, if Drake's doing it, fuck.
And he's got it figured out.
Drake's doing something right. So this one is for abundance. But you can get like different ones with different meanings. I got them all over my house right now. And what you do is you put your five biggest goals underneath it.
Okay.
There's like special magic tricks for them. There's like some of them because of like pyramids have, they store the best energy.
Mm-hmm.
This blocks the EMF radiation from your phone, stuff like that. You're meant to put them beside fruit if you want them to last longer.
Wow.
Legitimate shit that like actually goes on in this stuff. But yeah. I got a whole stack of them because I'm like, the worst thing that can happen is I look like this crazy man with a whole bunch of pyramids around my house.
Mm-hmm.
And girls like, what's that? And I explain it. I go on this little tangent. But really interesting stuff. Like as soon as I moved to my new spot, I got a whole bunch of them. Energy just picked up. I felt a whole bunch better. Money started flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
Things were working. Obviously, you know, like I was like working a lot harder and stuff like that. But I think that this supplemented it. Maybe it's like the subconsciousness, but I believe it's very much so real.
I've got so much proof that it's real because I was in Sedona.
Yes.
Well, thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one giving people gifts.
Thank you.
I'm in Sedona and a friend of mine named Aaron, he hands me a crystal, looks exactly like this, but it was citrine. So it's like this like tan gold color. And I held on to it and I didn't let it go.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the night, I woke up and literally my bed was vibrating as if like it was a washing machine.
Wow.
Like, you know, when it's like, wah, 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 wah. And I was thinking to myself, like, first instinct was, is it an earthquake outside? Mm. And then, like, the more I came awake, it stopped.
Yeah.
But then it happened again. And it would get to the point, because I would hold it while I slept.
Yeah,
and and we're already vibrating. Like, science has already, like, proven that we, yeah, we're physical, but we're, like, 0.00001% matter and 99.99999% energy. And energy is vibrations. And when you have a crystal that magnifies what you are, I mean, so like it can kickstart you.
Yeah.
And that magnifies to where it holds, but it could also magnify bad too.
Yeah.
So people got to be really careful. But the good thing about it is it starts with intention. If somebody comes into it and looks at this and be like, oh, like I'm going to get abundance.
Yeah.
Then their intention is abundance.
Yeah.
So it's just like if you walk under a ladder, it's bad luck.
Yeah.
Well, if you say that's the case, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I could be like, I'm going to walk under a ladder and it's going to be great luck.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm going to get great luck.
Yeah.
But the reality is crystals do magnify. And a friend of mine had a fish tank and had crystals in the fish tank.
Yeah.
And every 40 seconds, it was really strange, every 40 seconds on the dot, these fish would be swimming and then go, zzz.
Really?
40 seconds. Zzz. And it was the power lines outside the window.
Wow.
The crystals were magnifying and could feel the electricity, and it would shock the fish every 40 seconds.
No way.
That's how powerful these things magnify. And
wow.
Pyramids are magnification, crystals are magnification. So this is actually like
magic.
Like it's magic.
I have like two beside my bed, and yeah, honestly, like I don't know, as soon as I got crystals and stuff like that in my life, and it kind of really like changed everything, like made everything a little bit better. And again, like the worst case scenario is they just look pretty in your house.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into you. Obviously, I know you very well.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So one of the darkest points of my life when I was very sad, I discovered Charlie Rocket. And probably one of the biggest blessings that's ever happened to me. It completely shifted my mindset, listening to his story, what he's been through, how he's overcome it. And then most importantly, to become the person that you are today and the mission that you're on was really, like really helped me shift my mentality as well and how I should be as a human. I'm not too sure did I explain it to you? Oh, I'll explain how I got on reality TV shows. So when I first got on, the reason why I applied for a show is one of my good friends ended up committing suicide. So I was in a bad place. I was very down, as you would be when your best friend does that, or not best friend, but like bigger brother figure does that type of stuff. Was in a bad way. And then I saw this like show come up and I applied for it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to win this. And that was the first time I ever manifested anything. And I didn't know I was doing it. I'm like, I'm going to win this show. It's like 100 grand, whatever. Went on the show. I never thought in a million years that would happen. I won the $100,000. I came back, and the second show happened again. And then before that happened, I started manifesting that I was going to find a girlfriend. I was going to fall in love. I've never had that before. 2 weeks before going on the show, and I used to tell her, I was like, look, I manifested you. Like, you're here. Like, I promise you, I was manifesting you and manifesting all this. I told myself I was going to come out as one of the winners. I was going to come out falling in love. And that's exactly what happened. Literally, like, it's been so powerful. And I didn't know what I was doing until I heard your podcast and how you spoke about it on Impulsive. Shout out to the boys for that. That was a huge episode. But I remember when, you know, the breakup was happening and there was some really dark stuff going on in my life. And I was in Bali with my best friend. I kept watching that stuff over and over and over. And it really just stuck with me. I'm like, wow, like, I'm doing this. I didn't know. But like, this guy's like come through it. Like, he's been dragged through the fucking mud to get to where he's at. So who, like, how did you become Charlie Rocket? How did that happen?
The mud.
Everything, yeah.
The mud.
I need my followers to hear this story because it is crazy. It is one that needs to be heard more than once.
Whoa, that was a pretty serious conversation. What's going on, guys? It is the first official ad break for this podcast. I know this podcast episode is very serious, very fun, but I want to loosen up the mood a little bit. Maybe I want to loosen up you just a tiny bit. Of course, we're here to talk about Balesa. You know Balesa. Balesa is the one-stop shop to make yourself squirt, quiver, and squeak. What was it? It was a triple S. I forgot what the fuck it was. But they have everything that you need. There is an ethical porn revolution that's happening right now, and it's happening on Balesa. So we're going to introduce Balesa Plus. It is the Netflix of porn. So if you want to go over there and check it out, it is bplus.co/Harry. And you can pay anything you want. There's no ad breaks. There's no naughty business. There's just real girls, real squirts, and a really good time. But most importantly, this one is called the Pebble. Now, the Pebble, really interesting. It comes in discreet packaging. A nice little like mirror pocket type of situation. So you could really take it anywhere. You could take it to a cafe. You could womp that in and just make your make your legs quiver at lunch. But very interesting. I'm very excited to use this. This is our first ever episode with having them here. So I can't wait to go home and sit down and hopefully find someone that I can use these on. But again, if you want to check out Balesa, if you want to try any of these little treats, it all comes in discreet packaging. It's all very well designed. I'm very excited to use it. But if you're at home, you want a Tuesday treat, you know where to find it. bplus.co/tapin. It is ethical porn for women. So again, lads, ladies, you can go over there and you can find out what's going to make your girl squeak. What is going to make your girl squirt? All of the above, but also again, like the toys. We love toys over here. Lads, if you're a little bit scared of toys, don't be. Bring them in. Because I promise your girl will never forget you. Anyway, now back to the podcast. Enjoy. It's about to get a little bit more serious.
Man. All right. So, Lil Charlie.
Yeah.
Dreamer Charlie. I swore to God I was going to be in the NBA. No reality. Short. I was overweight.
Yeah.
And I just had a dream. And yeah. I worked harder than everybody. I would spend more time in the gym than everybody, but I could not figure ever out how to lose weight.
Yeah.
And when you get to that age, when you're in school and you got to start making these decisions in life of like, well, what am I going to become? What can I be good at? Because everybody needs that thing they're good at. Like, you want girls to like you, you better figure out, oh, these guys play football. Mm. These guys are funny. These guys rap. I was like, okay, basketball's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm gonna be a businessman.
Yeah.
CEO Charlie. I gave myself a superhero name.
Sick.
And I'm like, I dress up as it.
Yeah.
I declare it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my friends a lot like you told your friends, like, I'm gonna win this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win this.
Yeah, own it. It's yours.
And when you kind of speak with that confidence, it's like, it's different. And like, oh, I'm going to try to like, you know, I'm going to go on this little show. Now I'm like, I'm going to be rich. Yeah. I'm going to be CEO Charlie. And I started seeing my friends. They started making music.
Mm.
And I was like, I think this hip hop thing is going to be the next big wave. And that's the beautiful thing about kids.
Yeah.
Like being young and why we should always listen to them is because they don't know how they know what they know. but there's genius. Kids just like what they like.
Yeah.
And when I was young, I liked hip hop. There was no science behind it. It was just, that's what I like.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to become the next big wave. And I asked my mom one Christmas for a video camera. She gave it to me. And I took off like a rocket ship. I started filming everybody in Atlanta. And it started with just like one open mic. I would just go down, film, make a video, try to provide value.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I built this website. Next thing you know, the website takes off. Next thing you know, I got a whole dance movement in Atlanta, but I didn't know how to make money doing it.
Yeah.
So I graduated from high school, go to college, because my mom, she was like, if you're not going to be in school, you got to pay rent.
Yeah.
To live in the basement. And I'm like, I don't have money to pay rent. So it's like, I'm going to go to school by the time. And then one day the phone rang.
Yeah.
And it was Interscope Records. Interscope Records, big record label.
Crazy.
That's where like Eminem, you know, Dr. Dre, you know, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar. Like that's Interscope. And they called me, and that was a big deal to an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And they said, we just signed this artist. His name is Soulja Boy. And he wants you to be his cameraman. We would need you to go on tour across the country. I told him, man, I'm all in.
Wow.
I'm all in. But then, like, I had to think to myself,
young
like,
Draco. That's crazy.
Yeah, big Draco. Oh, man. Yeah, big Draco. So I had to ask my mom, like, if I could drop out of school and take this opportunity. So I go home, and I say, Ma, like, I just got asked to go on a world tour.
Yeah.
And I need to drop out of college. And she was, like, silent for a while. I was like, please, Ma, like, I need this. Like, this is CEO Charlie. Like, this is big business. And she's thinking in her head, hip-hop, drugs, sex.
Yeah.
You know, like,
the life.
Like... And she's looking at me, and you look at me like I'm pretty innocent looking. So it's like my little baby, you know, in this crazy world of hip hop.
Yeah.
And she said yes. Wow. So I ended up on tour with Soulja Boy, and it was great.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't getting paid very much. I was actually struggling quite a bit out there financially. And one day I got fired.
Yeah.
And like, this is when I learned how delusional I was.
Yeah.
Because when I got fired, I was at the airport because we were supposed to go to LA that day for Jimmy Kimmel. And I didn't get the itinerary. So I just went to the airport anyways because nobody was answering my phone calls.
Yeah.
And I was like proactive, like I'm just gonna run into them at the airport. Like I know our flight's sometime in the morning time. Nobody's answering my calls. After about 4 hours passed and me just looking around the airport, I realized like I'm fired. I think I'm fired because, you know, nobody's answering my calls. And that's a really bad way to fire somebody, by the way. Like,
that's horrible.
At least tell somebody they're fired.
Don't leave at the airport, especially Charlie Rocket.
So, man, I went home to my mom's house. And this is when I found out how delusional I was. I told my mom, I said, Ma, I'm on a winning streak. Like, this is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is great. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, the cameraman's not getting rich. The manager is.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be a manager. And I'm 18. She's like, what do you know about managing rappers? I'm like, I'm going to be the best in the world. A lot like how you said it.
Yeah.
And I found this girl group. But I found this girl group through a really bad situation. Because the reality was, it was like really shitty what I was going through. And I'm back in my mom's house. And I went from like filming the number one artist in the world at the time, like we're at the VMAs with Kanye West performing at the Hugh Hefner suite for the VMAs, and like everything's like taking off, and then like 3 months later, like I'm in my mom's basement.
Yeah.
And I like was so humbled.
Fuck, that's crazy.
That I ended up in New Orleans passing out flyers during NBA All-Star Weekend.
Wow.
And like I'm just like very humbled, but I always say the presents come in the dark.
Mm.
Like Santa doesn't deliver the presents when it's bright out. So anytime something bad happens in my life, I get blessed.
Yeah.
And so I start getting excited. But back then I didn't really know. But I was just in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm gonna be a manager, but I'm passing out flyers right now. And my friend, Young Envy, he was a rapper. He was down there. And he showed me this like video, this girl group. they're independent. And when I saw them, I said, I'm going to sign them.
Yeah.
And it was like, if I wasn't in New Orleans and if I wasn't passing out those flyers, doing this shitty-ass street team job, yeah. paying me $50 total, you know, like, I would have never found this group. So I approached the group, and I said, I'm going to sign y'all. I'm going to get y'all a record deal. I didn't know if I could get them a record deal, but, like, I really believe yeah. in this, like, concept of abracadabra.
Yeah.
And, like, if you think about it, like, humans are the only one, only, like, species that can talk. Other than, like, a parrot, you know. But, like, you know, we can actually talk.
Yeah.
And the root origin of the word abracadabra means as I speak, I create. Oh. And our words are magic.
Yeah.
Literally. And that's why when you spoke, I'm going to win this.
Yeah.
And you vibrated at that frequency. And when I spoke to this girl group, I'm going to get you a record deal. And I vibrated as if it was done because I kind of put the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
And I believe in putting the cart before the horse. Yeah. I believe in putting the cart so far in front of the horse, you got to get on the horse to catch up to the cart. Like, I will almost lie about what's going to happen in the future to where my friends might actually believe me because yeah. I said it so confidently.
Yeah.
And when I sat down in front of those two girls and I was like, I'm going to get you a record deal.
Yeah.
They signed the little management paperwork.
Wow.
24 hours later, record deal.
24 hours later?
24 hours. Interscope. My first phone call, Interscope.
Wow.
College Park Music. They signed them. Got them a record deal. They're taking off.
Wow.
I told my mom, CEO Charlie is real now. Like, yeah. we got a record deal. Like, I know I bumped my head a few times, but now, like, yeah. you know, we're on the radio. We're getting on 106 and Park. We're doing shows. And one day, they fired me.
You know what's better than fucking yourself? A good night's sleep. Now, me personally, I get about 8 hours sleep a night. I'm in bed at like 9 or 10, and I'm up at 6 or 7 every single day. I don't know the math on that, but I try and get about 8 hours in. But Helix, they're our friends. They've gave us a special code where you can get $200 off and 2 free pillows, which is a steal, which is amazing. If you go to the website, helix.com/tapin. That's helix.com/tapin. And you can get $200 off and 2 free pillows. Over at Helix, if you're a little bit unsure about what type of mattress that you want to get, they have a little quiz. It doesn't take too long. You can get it nice and soft and flaccid. You can get it medium, you know, medium and comfortable, or just rock hard and ready to go. So if you want a good night's sleep, head over there, get yourself a mattress. Again, it is helix.com/tapin. $200 off, some free pillows. Anyway, we'll get back into the podcast. And I'll see you when you guys have a good night's sleep.
At an airport, by the way.
Really?
Swear to God.
I'm keeping you away from airports.
You know what?
That's why you drive a bus around. That's why the tour buses here.
But you know what? I was delusional about it.
Okay.
Delusionally optimistic. Because as shitty of a situation it was,
yeah.
I went right back to my mom's house. And I said, Ma, I'm on a winning streak. This is a good thing.
Mm.
Because they were a headache anyways. Like, yeah. I now know I can do this.
Yeah.
Like, I got this confidence. And I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I can't have some little girl group. I need a strip club group. Like, I'm from Atlanta, and Atlanta is this, like, hip-hop mecca, and I need to play in that game. And with this, like, teenage girl group, I can't play in the game I'm supposed to play in.
Yeah.
It's like you. Like, you're, you know, I know you don't play basketball, but, like, if you did, you'd probably be pretty good because you're tall. Yeah. It's like, if I'm in Atlanta, I might as well use my gift.
Yeah, for sure.
So I said, I'm going to find a strip club group, and I found this group called Travis Porter.
Yeah.
And we ran it up.
Wow.
And I did it independently, no record deal. And that's when I got focused. I'm talking about focus. When I was at that point where I wanted my dream so bad that I stopped talking to girls.
Wow.
I was at that, like my friend I was telling you at the beginning, when you start transcending to that level, like, what do you want?
Yeah. It's game over for everyone.
Honestly, if I did that right now,
yeah,
I'd be like way further. Like, I don't know what it was. I was just so tired of losing.
Yeah.
Losing sucked so bad, and I was like, I'll do anything. And I put on a suit again, I stopped talking to girls, and I was like, I'm going to pass out CDs every single day.
Wow.
Until this group takes off. And it worked. And we had multiple, you know, top 10 records in the country. And then I discovered this group, I mean, this artist named 2 Chainz, and my management company became one of the biggest management companies in all of hip hop. And I did it all from a very young age. Like I found Travis Porter at 21, found 2 Chainz at age 22. Like it was.
That's insane. How did they like gain respect? Like obviously it's a little bit hard being a younger guy. I guess obviously you had a very good track record though.
Well, 2 Chainz was actually hard to gain respect for. Travis Porter was kind of easy because they were younger than me.
Yeah.
2 Chainz was 32 years old.
Yeah, see, that I can imagine that would have been so difficult.
And he had seen it all. So he's been with Lil Wayne, he's been with Ludacris, he's been with all the GOATs, right?
Yeah.
And he actually didn't want us to manage him. So it was me and my two business partners, Tech and Al, right?
Yeah.
So Tech was formerly a DJ, and Al was like a street dude from Savannah, but very educated, very smart financially, but a street dude, you know? So we didn't fit the mold of what a manager looks like. You think about a manager or an agent, you're thinking like Ari Gold.
Yeah.
Like, here's like a 300-pound little, you know, white kid from Atlanta. You got a DJ and a street dude. And we're approaching 2 Chainz like, yo, we want to manage you. He wanted this industry manager to manage him.
Yeah.
But see, I don't believe in asking for permission to be great.
Yeah.
If something's mine, it's mine. And I'm going to take it.
Yes.
And I'm not going to ask anybody for permission to take what's mine. So he would put us in a room with this industry manager, but I would come in with 30-day, 60-day, 90-day game plans.
Yeah.
I would invest my own money into pressing up CDs. Yeah. I'll put a whole blitz together of we're going to this club, boom. I got it on the radio here, boom. You got here, boom, boom, boom. We set up this video shoot, boom. Here's 5 video treatments. Here's your backup dancer options. Like, we're presenting him so much in this meeting that big industry manager stopped showing up to the meetings.
Wow.
So guess who became the manager?
That's awesome.
So I'm just like, if it's mine, I'm going to take it.
Wow.
And that's how we were able to get 2 Chainz to actually sign with us. And like with our artists, we didn't even do paperwork. Like, I didn't even believe in paperwork. I still to this day don't believe in paperwork. I mean, if I'm going to buy a house, I'm going to, you know,
you need that.
Sign a contract or something. But like, it's all about loyalty.
Yeah.
Like what we say in our team is like gang over everything.
Yeah.
Like we keep it so tight. And if it's like with the artist, if you don't want to be with me, go. Go get you one of those cheap managers.
Yeah.
I guarantee you'll come right back. So I don't need a contract to keep you. How I am of servitude keeps you. Because I got into this philosophy of it's my job to make your dream come true.
Wow.
That's what my job is.
Yeah.
So it worked. 2 Chainz never left.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you're still managing him to this day? No.
No. I actually left, believe it or not.
You fired him? At an airport?
No, I didn't. I fired myself, actually.
On a PJ.
Actually, no. I was like, this is where it gets deep. And you know this part of the story. We were at the top of our career. Yep. We had just won a Grammy. And I was 300 pounds. And I got real sick with a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And that's when I was reunited with this beautiful, beautiful thing called a dream that we'll forget about.
Yeah.
Like when we get into chasing money, and that can be a dream too, but there's always a dream that's like the truth. There's lots of dreams. We have lots of dreams. But there's this dream that's the truth that you weren't taught by society, a truth that you weren't taught by seeing somebody else do something and, oh, I think that's cool, let me try that. There's a dream that's just in us. Wow. And when I was broken, I got to see again because I was broken.
Yeah.
I was about to die. And I was reminded who I was. And that's why I get so... It's like when something bad happens, it presents a great opportunity based upon the perspective I'm looking at it. And if I know every time something bad happens in my life, I get blessed, there's got to be a blessing that comes from this brain tumor. there's got to be a blessing that comes from this social anxiety I have, this binge eating disorder I have. There's got to be a reason why God is putting me through this story.
Yeah.
And I got to find out why, but I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a damn good reason because I know my story isn't over yet.
Yeah.
This can't be my story. I was not a kid from Atlanta who buried his dream to get rich and die.
Yeah.
That's, I know that's not my story because when I close my eyes, I can see the future so clearly.
Yeah.
I know what my dreams look like. I know what I deserve, and I know I'm not supposed to die. So what's the craziest thing I can do right now at this moment? The craziest thing is to say yes to the scariest thing I had been ignoring my entire life. And when I was a kid, I wanted to be an athlete. But what does that mean? Society, I'm 29 years old, 300 pounds. What does being an athlete mean? And I just knew I was supposed to go on a journey. And I left the music industry. I left my city. I left my friends. I left everything to chase some crazy dream that I just knew that God was going to bless me and the universe was going to align for me and the stars were going to make something happen. And I handed it all over and I was like, I just trust.
Yeah.
First step, I'm going to do an Ironman. Insane. How are you going to make money? I don't know. Second step, I'm going to bike across America. Third step, I'm going to make a fan-made Nike commercial. Delusionally thinking, you know what? I'm going to be a Nike athlete. And I would write down in my notebook, and you know about the quantum possibilities. The quantum,
yeah.
So I write down in my notebook every day these possibilities, which is a beautiful word, possibilities. Mm. It like almost has like this like, magic fairy dust coming off of it, possibilities. And when I studied like how magical this universe is with like how we're all energy.
Yeah.
And we're all connected. And how this may or may not be a simulation that we could play like a video game and get some cheat codes and like crazy stuff can happen. Like there's some crazy stuff that happened. I mean, I want to tell all sorts of crazy stories, but I'm going to start it off with one. We're going to tell some crazy stories. But I'm going to start it off with this one crazy story, make it nice, short, and simple. I manifested. I wrote down in this book because I closed my eyes and I saw the future and I knew to write this down.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a commercial with LeBron James and Serena Williams. I'm going to be a Nike athlete. And to me, I said, oh, this is going to be easy. The way I talk to my friends, I'm going to be a Nike athlete. This is going to be easy. They're like, Charlie, like, what are you talking about? How are you going to do that? You don't play for the Lakers. You're not in the Olympics. What are you talking about? That's not how Nike commercials work, Charlie. You can't just be a Nike athlete. A year later, I was in a commercial that wasn't just a Nike commercial, but a Super Bowl Emmy winning
crazy
Nike commercial with the people I saw in my vision, LeBron James and Serena Williams, and it was the Colin Kaepernick commercial. And the universe had a bigger dream for me than even the dream I saw. I would have been happy with a regular commercial, one of those nice little Instagram commercials that Nike puts out. No, the universe had a bigger plan, and I believed it. It came, and when I tell anybody who's listening, when you get into that possibility mindset, you're going to get all sorts of signs that you're on the right path. See, when you start vibrating in the future, when you resonate today's reality with what the future possibilities are, you start getting crazy things that happen, like what you experienced in Sedona. What I experienced today, I asked you, I was like, what's the address to the podcast? You said 8228. I'm like, yo, like I had to look at it twice because my house address I just moved into is 8228.
No, so it's not wild. The same. What?
And then you're wearing a Dream Team shirt.
Yeah. I did.
And guess what the name of our team is? The Dream Team, because we got the Dream Machine.
I did
Dream
not even
team.
Plan this. Like, this is an Australian company. This shirt took, like, it was $100. Took forever to get it. I was like, oh, it's sick. I want to support, like, local Aussies. Mm-hmm. So I got the shirt. Said Dream Team. I was, wasn't even going to put it on today. I was like, oh, I need to wash it. But I ran out of laundry detergent. So I'm like, oh, better put it on. Here we are with the Dream Team and the Dream Team top. How crazy is
there's,
that?
There's some synchronicities.
I mean, also, I listened to you earlier this week on Aubrey Marcus's podcast, and yeah. I had no idea you two even knew each other, and I look you up on Instagram. I'm like, oh, Harry, yeah. let's get this guy in. And within less than a week, you're here on the podcast.
Also, you hit a mil on TikTok?
Yeah, hit a million.
Holy fuck. And just, how crazy is that, huh?
I mean, it's fun. It's fun.
You're
like
killing it.
Like, I never thought I'm now when I get introduced, like, people say, oh, Charlie, like, on the news. You're they're like, oh, I'm a TikToker. Like, not a Grammy winning yeah. manager, not yeah. a Nike athlete, not an Emmy winning. No, I'm a TikToker. I'm like, cool, I'll take it. Cool, I'm a TikToker. I can't wait. I found my calling. TikTok.
So how did you get on your mission now? So all that crazy stuff happened.
Yeah.
All the mud.
Man, it's...
You went through it. You found your calling. You found what you need to do.
Man, all my dreams came true, Harry.
Yeah.
All of them. And I said to myself, you know what? Like, I've lived multiple lifetimes. I'm 32. I'm about to be 33. I've lived multiple lifetimes. It's so possible.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about it every day on the team. It's like, whoa, the past 2 days felt like a month.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're in a certain frequency.
Yeah.
Where we're, like, so ambitious. Like, yeah. you could change time. A lot of people always repeat this phrase that I'll never like saying. Yeah. There's a few phrases in this world I will never say. One of them is life is short.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say life is long. Like, I'm not about to sit here and say that. Like, I don't want that. I want my yeah. life to be long. And if I look at the past few days of my life, wow, those were long days. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to make my life long. And when I'm trying to operate every single day in a place to where if I were to die,
yeah,
I would be able to say I died a legend. And that there's a certain frequency to do that. Like, look at Nipsey. Nipsey yeah. didn't know he would die that day. But when he died, it was a lot different than when just other people died.
Yeah.
He died a legend. Why? Because of the servitude. Yeah. The knowledge, the mission he was on, his philosophies. So we got to look at ourselves in that light. And when I got to that place where I'm like, yo, like, this is bigger than me.
Yeah.
I said, all my dreams have come true. I'm going to dedicate my life to making other people's dreams come true now. And it started with that bike ride across America. That was the very first Dream Machine tour.
That's just nuts, man.
Help people everywhere we went.
Yeah.
And then when COVID hit.
Yeah.
I was in a dark, lonely place. I mean, April 1st, my girlfriend and I broke up.
Yeah.
Right when COVID was like first, like a couple weeks into COVID. Yeah. I'm by myself in Sedona, lonely. And the world is telling me to be lonely now. As yeah. well, like, you can't see people, you gotta stay isolated, yeah. we're in fear. And I thought to myself, I didn't get this far by listening to anybody.
Yeah, fact.
I do what makes sense to me
yes.
and me only, and everybody else can thank me later.
Yes.
And when the whole world is zigging, I decided to zag. Whole world went inside, and I went for it. And I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going outside. I'm going to launch a tour. Yeah. This is going to be the only tour in the world. And we're launching the Dream Machine Tour, and we're throwing events, and we're attracting the crazy dreamers who don't want to be told what to do either.
Yeah.
We're going around. We're helping people everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Every single day. We gave away close to $1 million this year.
Yeah, wait, close to $1 million?
Close to $1 million. You helped me give away a car. Yeah, that was fun. We jumped out of a dumpster. Wild.
That was crazy.
And it's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
This year was one of the most difficult years of my life. But every step of the way, I said, you know what? Because we've all had that thought yeah. with COVID. It's probably fading away a little bit more yeah. now, but all of us went through that thought of, I might die.
Yeah.
Like, is the world coming to an end? And I say, if the world's coming to an end, how am I going out?
Yeah, it's time to live.
I'm going out in that servitude. I'm going out in that bold.
Yeah.
I'm going out in that way of like, let's do something nobody else is willing to do.
Yeah.
And that's what my year has been. And now I've gotten a taste of it and I'll never stop. Like, I'm a tour every single year from July 4th to January 1st, the Dream Machine Tour. And it's taken off. Like, we're at 100 million views this month.
Wow.
Like, it's taking off and we're just warming up.
Wow.
We just landed a Snapchat deal.
Jeez.
We're working on a big T-Mobile deal potentially. Like, we're closing. We're talking to some heavy hitters in the television space. We working on a documentary right now. We got a Dream Festival coming to LA July 4th, and a Dream Festival coming to Miami December 31st. I've always wanted to, like, get people in, like, a regenerative mindset. Yeah. I come from the music industry. Like, festivals are usually pretty degenerative.
Yeah.
Like, very entertaining, but degenerative with the drugs and alcohol and whatnot.
Yeah.
But to kick off the tour, Dream Festival.
Yeah.
Artists performing, talking about dreams, like, manifestation ceremonies. You know, I even see, like, in the future, like, Janae doing the Sound Bowl ceremonies. Like, it's going to be really...
I really want to do one of them. Apparently, they're fucking amazing.
They are. Sound baths are amazing.
Yeah.
So that's the vision. That's what we're doing. I appreciate you being a part of it.
Nice.
But you changed
life. Everything.
You changed my life with a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yo, the winning streak. I got my winning streak tattoo.
We started a movement, huh?
Oh, I was wondering what that was said.
Really?
No. Yeah, I didn't know it said winning streak.
No, when I was down bad, when I was depressed, and I was with my best friend in Bali, like, I was doing all types of drugs. Like, I was drunk as fuck. Like, I was just in a bad way. I've never had a heartbreak like that before, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I had a lot going on, and shit, I was like, this is fucking so sad. What can I do to, like, try and numb the pain? Oh, let's just do a whole bunch of mushrooms and see what happens. See if I get myself happy. It's, like, just, like, such a short high, and then I'm, like, sitting by the pool, like, being upset again. And then I kept listening to podcasts. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, shit, who gets depressed and goes to Bali? Like, fuck, man, I'm on a winning streak. This is crazy. I'm with my best friend. We got a villa. There's beautiful people around. We're having great food. I'm on a winning streak. And I remember, like, getting that, and I was like, I keep looking down at it, and it's just, like, such a perfect little spot on my hand because I see it every day, whether I'm, like, looking at it or reading it or not. Like, it just reminds me. And I don't – honestly, I think since then, like, I haven't really had a bad day. Like – obviously, we get a little bit
not
down,
like,
but
it was.
Yeah. Like, I legitimately, like, there's just so many good, like, as soon as this happened, as soon as I flipped that switch to where, you know, like, I'm a fucking vibe. I'm a vibration, and I just need to vibrate as much as I can and, like, bring everyone around me and make them happy. As soon as that happened, and, like, I changed my mindset to make sure that, like, yo, I'm here to please. I'm here to give instead of I'm here to take. Everyone around me is, like, good people, and, like, everyone's high vibe. Like, Zach, the guy I live with right now, the most bizarre story, like, his mom lives in Arizona near Sedona. She's the one who told us. And she's, like, very spiritual. She, like, when I went to her house, she read cards to me. She told me what was going on. Anytime I've ever had any question about a girl, my direction, am I doing the right thing? She just tells me, like, exactly how it is. And I think from that point, like, shit, I'm just, if I'm having a bad day, if something bad happens, I'm like, man, there's a bigger plan coming. Like, I just have to keep going with it. And you're right. Like, I look at this whole life like as a big video game, like it may be, you know, a bit silly to say that, but I got a boxing match coming up in the next couple months. My friend's like, are you worried, are you scared, like, this is gonna be crazy. I'm like, shit, like, it's a video game. I have cheat codes. Like, you guys don't get it, like, there's cheat codes in here. Like, I figured this shit out. I just keep talking and it keeps happening. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, my boxing opponent, that the one that was, like, tentatively signed, is this huge artist. Like no one once it gets announced, like, that's gonna break the internet. So fingers crossed that goes through. Like, it will go through, but that's gonna break the internet. So I'm like, shit, I just have to keep talking because all this stuff happens. I'm not worried about it. I have this really important video that I want to show you. I can't talk about it now because I don't want to ruin it. I don't ruin the magic. But from 2 years ago, when I was getting this tattoo on my hand.
Okay.
So this was after this. I was manifest, like, this was a trade, right? I traded this. I think I told Kristen about it, but this was a trade for something that's about to happen. Like months away from happening. Once that happens, I get to post the video from 2 years ago. I'd be like, fucking manifest this shit. Like, it is. Great. I said, I didn't even put it on paper. I put it on my fucking knuckles. Like, this is my friend's company. And we have a video of me, Christian, and her.
Mm-hmm.
After catch, we had a few drinks, sat down, and there's the video of us shaking hands. Like, if this happens, this happens. And I'll show you later. It's actually bizarre.
Man, that's crazy. I can't wait to see the world.
Because it's honestly, the craziest thing is for like people who are a little bit skeptical about like crystals and like energy and think mm-hmm. that we're just, you know, mumbo jumbo talkers. Like, just try it. Like, the worst thing that can happen is, like, maybe it doesn't happen because you don't think about it hard enough.
You know what? I know people roll their eyes when they hear one or two, you know, most interviews, people will give one or two, like, manifestation stories, right? And people will be like, oh, that's a coincidence. That's knee-jerk reaction, right? You know, let's just tell some crazy stories and just charge everybody up. Because if they just hear how much this happens, because I got a couple that happened this week that will blow your mind.
Really?
And we're not talking about like 1 degree of coincidences. These have 3, 4, 5, 6 in one. I'll tell you one right now. So I do my quantum possibilities. I wake up in the morning, right? And I had this frequency. I was like, today is the day.
Yeah.
Like, that was my frequency. The day has come.
Yeah.
I run downstairs. I run into Timmy's room. I said, Timmy, where's that list we made of what we want to happen this summer? All our dreams we want to have happen. He said, oh, it's over there. I said, cool. I'm writing it on the whiteboard, and I'm posting it every single day on my Instagram. And I wrote it on the whiteboard, these 23 things, quantum possibilities. Very first one, I said, a billionaire is going to support our foundation. Yeah. That was number one. There was a whole bunch of other ones. Boom. We leave the house. We go down the street. We pull into a gas station. In pulls a Rolls Royce drop top.
Yeah.
You know, you always look. You know, like, you see, I wonder who's driving that. Maybe it's somebody famous.
Yeah.
And I look closely at it, and I'm like, is that my boy from Atlanta 12 years ago? I haven't seen him forever. This dude's been shot like 10 times.
What?
He's not even supposed to be alive. He used to be a rapper in Atlanta. And I'm like, what's he doing out here in LA? And I pull up beside him. I'm like, yo, Jay. His name's Jay Money. I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, Charlie. and what's crazy about this is a week before, me and my boy Langford, who's my best friend, who's literally GOAT of all GOATs of best friends in the history of the world, CFO of our foundation, me and Langford are singing this man's song a week before and sang it all week.
Wow.
Jay Money song, which is not relevant at all. Zero relevancy. So Langford and I are singing the song all week.
Yeah.
I run into the man after 12 years at a gas station. I get out of the car and start talking to him. I said, what you doing? He said, well, I'm out here in LA, man. I'm working with this billionaire. He invests in all these philanthropic foundations.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just wrote this on my whiteboard.
And here it is.
And here he is. But it goes to the next level. I was just singing his song all week with my boy.
Yeah.
I just wrote it down on my whiteboard. He's introducing us to the billionaire. Says he invests in foundations all the time.
Wow.
But then this is what's even crazier. We get in the car. And we turn on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
And there's this other artist from Atlanta. He was signed to T.I. His name is Young L.A. Right? And he had this song called Ain't I?
Yeah.
And the lyric of the song is playing. And the DJ, it's a mix set. And the song goes, don't I be with Jay Money serving everybody. DJ goes, don't I be with Jay Money serving everybody. Then he does it again. Don't I be with Jay Money serving. Like.
No way.
There's no relevancy. And this is the guy who's introducing us to the billionaire in real time. We're talking about 2 minutes after we left the house, a week after we're just singing the song. But these are those things. And while I'm like, first thing comes out of my mouth to Timmy is, we need to write more stuff down.
Wow.
Like, that's it happens fast.
Fuck, man.
But the same thing happened back in October 19th. I wrote down in my notebook, we're going to raise $500,000 from a corporation. 3 days later, I get a DM from Nerf. Nerf hits me up, and I'm looking at my boys, and I'm like, yo, what if they're what we wrote down? Because we're all waiting for magic at this point. They know if we write something's
gonna
crazy.
Happen. Yeah.
So when Nerf DMs me, we're like, is this it? And then Nerf, we get on the call with them, and they're like, we want to support with $50,000. And I'm like, oh, like kind of like my balloon let out the air. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's not the $500,000 I was manifesting.
Yeah.
And then they called back the next day. They said, we had a conversation internally, and this is going beyond Nerf.
Wow.
We're going to upstream this to Hasbro, who owns Nerf. And they said they want to do $350,000. And I'm like, holy shit.
Holy shit.
Then they called the next day, and they said $400,000. Then they called the next day, and they said $450,000.
So they're just bidding with themselves.
Like, I did no negotiation. Of course I'm going to take the $50,000. Yeah. That's a great donation.
Of course.
Like, you don't negotiate donations.
Yeah.
They gave $450,000.
Wow.
I can't make this stuff up. Write this stuff down. Guys, I wrote down in the notebook. Nike commercial, LeBron and Serena, boom, Emmy.
Wow, man.
There's a lot of magic out here,
Your
bro.
Magic, dude. But also,
I'm not.
Also, I was
we
just,
are.
I was going to say, you just have to be careful with the type of bad energy you're putting out.
Because
I had a really alarming situation that happened where I was like, because all these YouTube and TikToker fights are happening. So I started calling people out. I was like picking on like little things where I thought, you know what? We can make a bag. We can, like, and I was starting to offend people. And, like, you know, it wasn't in my character. And I knew that this isn't what, like, I'm not meant to do this.
Right.
Like, it's just so much bad energy tied to, like, putting out bad words and stuff like that. When I, and the craziest thing is, the day I dropped this, like, TikTok where I was calling out this other TikToker, I went to go see my other friends who live, like, an hour and a half away. I got pulled over for the first time ever, mm-hmm. my entire life. Got pulled over by a police officer. He said, you're speeding. I'm like, oh, shit, okay, I'm sorry. Gave me a ticket, sweet as. I didn't think too much into it. I get to his house. My tire's flat.
Mm.
I'm like, why the fuck is my tire flat? Oh, there's a nail in it. I'm like, shit, this is a sign. I need to slow the fuck down. I need to shut up. And I'm going well off my path. Like, this is a sign that the universe is telling me that, like, yo, you're going way too fast in the wrong direction. You need to slow down, pump those tires, and turn around. Like, that's exactly how I saw it. I'm like, cool. I need to take a step back and just stop putting out bad energy. So if you are, like, tuned into this, make sure that your frequency is right, because I, like, in this situation and, like, in our little bubble, it gets so easy to get, like, locked in on what you think is right in the right direction. So you start putting bad stuff out where you're trashing people or, like, putting out just harmful things. That's where the universe is going to slap you on the dick and tell you to slow down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I mean, I can attest.
Yeah.
Like, I was never, like, me personally putting out bad energy. But I was in the music industry.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of that energy surrounding.
Horrible.
And I didn't know back then any of what I know now with, like, manifestation, quantum physics. Like, I didn't know back then. But when I stepped away from the negative energy, I'm like, yo, like, crazy stuff is happening. Like, I think of somebody and they call me. But that doesn't happen once a day. That would happen 2-3 times a day.
Yeah.
Like it was so, I'm like, yo, so this is what it's like when you get into a positive space.
Yeah.
You get superpowers, like literally magic wand, like Harry Potter wizard of like, what do I want in life? Let me just go, boom, abracadabra, blessing.
Yeah.
Abracadabra, blessing. And then that winning streak starts and then it never changes and then it never stops. And then next thing you know, you're a whole different person. Next thing you know, like, bro, it happened with you. Dark place. And you're like, I'm on a winning streak. Next thing you know, I'm walking on a hike with you up the mountain and everybody's stopping you every 2 seconds. Harry, Harry, Harry. It's like, bro, you're on such a winning streak. And it's like a human being can become. A human being can reinvent. You cannot limit. You cannot put anybody in a box.
Yeah.
You can never limit a human being.
Yeah.
Because if somebody says, Harry, you're going to drive down this street a year from now. And you're going to see Dolce & Gabbana billboards with my face on it.
Yeah.
And you're going to see Netflix billboards with my documentary and movies on it. And it's like, if somebody were to tell me that, I'd be like, oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
But if other people be like, how are you going to do that, Charlie? You can't limit anybody.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It's
unfair.
It's unfair because humans are magic.
Yeah.
The billionaires and the rich people and the famous, successful people, they get this stuff.
Yeah.
People just got to stop rolling their eyes and try it, like you said.
Yeah.
Pull out a notebook.
Write something down.
This happened with a friend of mine. Okay. Friend of mine manages a YouTube group called Yes Theory. Always hears me talk about manifestation, quantum possibilities. He rolls his eye at me. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But he's like, what's this stuff Charlie talking about? Let me try it one day. Let me try this hocus pocus stuff Charlie talks about. He pulls out like a little index card. He writes out his quantum possibilities. He says, I want Scooter Braun to manage me.
Yeah. I like this. This is a good story.
This is a crazy story. I want Scooter Braun to mentor me. Yeah. I want Scooter Braun to mentor me. A couple hours after he wrote that, there was an email that one of the Yes Theory boys had sent to Scooter Braun 6 months earlier.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden got replied to by Scooter Braun. He said, I want to meet with y'all, boom, boom, boom. And they replied back to him, we would love to meet, boom, we love to do this. But there's one little favor we ask. Could you mentor our manager? And Scooter Braun is his mentor.
Yeah.
Like, which is so crazy that he wrote it in just a couple hours later. And this is not a Charlie story. This is somebody else's. You are not a Charlie story. You are somebody else. Each one of us have this. I am not magic by myself. We all have magic. Yeah. And all we got to do is speak it and believe it delusionally. Speak it so confidently as if it's already done. Time just hasn't caught up. What is mine is mine.
Yeah, that's and I'm gonna, my background.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've always had it. Oh, my phone's blown up. But, yeah, it's my background. Oh, there's a whole bunch of text, but it's underneath all that.
I believe you.
But, yeah. No, it's fucking crazy. But I think also for people who are new to this situation and, like, manifesting and stuff like that, for me, the biggest change is when I felt it. Like, when I first moved to L.A. and I had, like, $3,000 in my bank account, I was struggling, trying to figure shit out. I had a broke mentality. I was like, oh, shit, I can't spend money. Can't do this and that. I have to be, like, obviously, you know, like, obviously spend within your means. But I changed my mentality. Like, I'm a millionaire. Like, I'm a millionaire. And within 6 months or 6 to 8 months, like, you know, it happened. Like, I just kept saying it. And now, like, I was driving here today and I'm like, shit, man, like, you just say it and you just feel it in here and it's going to happen. I spoke, like, you know, it's kind of crazy, but like a little bit cringy, but I manifested like some girls that I've dated or like hung out with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, I would really love to be their friend. Or even when I was on the show, I was like, I kept saying to Francesca when we're on the show, I'm like, I would love, like, I said, after this, I'm going to be friends with Justin Bieber. I'm going to be friends with him. She's like, how are you going to do that? I was like, I don't know. When I get back, I'm going to be friends with Justin Bieber. I would love to be friends with that guy. What happens when the show airs? I get a DM from Justin Bieber. Says, my boy, what's your number? FaceTimes me. We have a phone call for like an hour. He prays for me. It was one of the most insane experiences of my entire life. Like, I was crying after the phone call. I was like, this is, like, this dude had the craziest thing in this entire world is when someone gives you their time. That's something you can't get back. I give you $100. Sweet. That doesn't matter. It's time. When someone sits down and gives you their time, that, like, you can't put a price on that. And for someone at his level, for me to be like, yeah, I'm gonna be friends with him. For him to just be like, yeah, like, I'm gonna call you. And but most importantly, he just wanted to check in. He's like, yo, I just want to make sure you're okay. Like, this is happening so quick, and I just want to let you know that you have a friend here. I'm like, this is, like, I would have never in a million years. But then I realized, I looked back at the show, I was like, shit, I told everyone it was gonna happen. And it happened.
Right.
That's my guy.
That's so.
It's crazy.
I've done something similar with my friends. We do a life draft.
Yeah.
Where we'll like literally, it'll be like the NBA draft.
Yeah.
And we'll like write it out like on a whiteboard or in the sand on a beach or just like we'll write out who we want to draft into our lives.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, it's fun.
That's awesome.
Man, we got to keep dreaming.
What's your next 5 years, what's one of your dreams you want to tell people?
Really, man, it's this tour.
Yeah.
This tour I'm creating, you know, the Dream Machine Tour.
Yeah.
Where we're blessing people. Man, we're going to reinvent philanthropy because the way we give is more fun than fun.
Yeah.
Like I've never had so much, and I come from the music game. We're like fun festival. Like this, we all get together with friends. And we're not talking about just like go feed the homeless or like soup kitchen. Like the way we give is we literally like just go up to people, ask them what their dream is.
Yeah.
And then we go like, we listen to them first and care first. And then we go try to like do something for them and then surprise them with. Yeah. And we just like all of our friends get together and I get, you know, thousands of messages a day from people like our age. It's like, yeah, I want to come with you, you know, and it's so freaking fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to reinvent it because we're going across the tour sweeping the nation.
Wow.
And now like the TikTok is taking off. I'm going to make a prediction. Like Charli D'Amelio will not be the biggest TikToker. I know she's got a little, you know, Dunkin' Donuts deal, but I think Charli Rock is going to be the biggest TikToker.
Wow.
Because the way we're giving and the way I know how to, like, not just manifest, but run businesses and brands and be able to create these movements globally, I've gotten a taste of how to make something go worldwide multiple times in my life. And when I taste what's happening now with this philanthropy, I'm like, ooh, this is familiar. I've tasted this before. And I know how to take it from here to global.
Wow.
And we're going to be partnering with Starbucks, mark my words. The Winning Streak movement. We got a Netflix documentary coming. We got the Winning Streak television show coming.
Wow.
We got the Snapchat deal coming. No, the Snapchat deal is already done.
It's all done.
And it's like, we're going to export this giving in the coolest, most fun way ever. And it's never been done.
Yeah.
What we're doing is reinventing the game. And we're going to show up in cities. We're going to throw dream rallies, and there's going to be 20, 30,000 people out there. And then we go take over entire cities with this movement where everybody's going out and helping. Because I don't know, like, I come from hip hop. I didn't think giving would be this fun.
Yeah.
Like, this is like entertainment to us. Like, we wake up every day and we're like, yo, let's go. Like, we're fired up to leave the house. And I'm going to introduce this to the world.
Wow. That's exciting, man. Look at you, man. You're just fucking doing it. That's sick.
How did you learn to manifest? Like, did somebody teach you? Did you read books? Or is it just kind of something you've put together through a bunch of different inspirations?
When the student is ready, the teacher appears. And when I walked away from the music game, I started vibrating. Like, when I changed everything I consumed, I started vibrating. I got rid of meat. I got rid of social media. I actually deleted my social media for a year.
Wow.
Deleted social media, got rid of television, got rid of my business. I got rid of every single thing that was toxic. And I started vibrating. And I would, like, think of somebody, they would call me. An hour later, I think of somebody else, they'd call me. And all this magic started happening. And I was scared to talk to people about it. Because I would think I was weird. I'm from Atlanta. Like, we don't know about crystals. We don't even say the word manifest. Like, if you say the word manifest, you're like some hippie. Like, if you're from Atlanta, like, these aren't words you use. And then one day I was in Sweet Green, and I was talking to my friend. And I was like, yo, like, I'm about to do an Iron Man. It's about to be easy. Like, I'm just saying these words that were so confidently spoken, but about the future. And this guy walks up to me, and he looks like Morpheus. Black dude, deep voice, trench coat. I'm not making this up. And he walks up to me, he said, you're very quantum. One, I love the way that sounded. Yeah. I was like, really? What does that mean? And he taught me all about quantum physics and how we can control this video game.
Yeah.
And there are these cheat codes and these Easter eggs that were all left for us to learn. And really it was these ancient mystics and even the religions had all this stuff figured out that now science is confirming. This modern science of just the past 100 years is basically saying what all the mystics had already known and the religions already knew. Like Jesus would say, pray as if it's already done. Like, this stuff has been here. Like, but there's so much magic on this universe that we don't even understand because I watch alien documentaries every single night and I watch these ancient civilization documentaries and they got these megaliths that are weigh like 2,000 tons. And so I hop on the Google and I'm like, all right, how much can a crane hold? And they're like 60 tons. I'm like, so how did these ancient civilizations build this stuff that we don't even know how to build? And I'm like, oh, there's a lot of magic out here we don't know about. Like, I think we're antiquated. We think they're ancient. I think we're ancient. Because whatever civilization was on this earth building all these megaliths, there's all these ancient civilizations. And nobody understands how they built that pyramid because there are 100-ton blocks.
yeah.
that came from a quarry 500 miles away. How did it get 500 miles and a crane and an 18-wheeler can't even carry it today? So there's a lot of magic out here. And the fact that we don't know how to explain these things makes me believe in the magic even more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I let go of trying to figure it out. All I know is that we're powerful.
Yeah.
And there's magic. And if I just believe in magic, I'm going to get magic. And that's it. So Mr. Collier, the quantum physicist, he taught me that we're magical and how to control this universe with our minds and our hearts and through feeling. And that's when I started writing my quantum possibilities notebooks. And then all my dreams have been coming true ever since.
I'm sold. I'm sold. Have you read Think and Grow Rich?
You know, I have. I have, absolutely. My favorite book on this topic is actually The Divine Matrix by Greg Braden. Greg Braden is like my favorite. But everybody loves Joe Dispenza. Yeah, Joe Dispenza has like all the books on this, like, you know, Becoming Supernatural, you know. Like he has he's the GOAT.
Yeah, I hike and listen to his YouTube like all day. Yeah. And like and I vibrate.
So you get it.
So high when I do that, yeah. Yeah. I got infinite intelligence on my throat.
Infinite intelligence. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. But anybody listening, I mean, who y'all are listening to right now with Harry is just like, proof, like literal proof. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more you need to believe. Just let go of your programming,
yeah,
of what you thought this world was, and just trust. Like, Harry is proof. Y'all have seen the story. Y'all know his story. Y'all have seen where he's come from. Y'all see how he talks, how he vibrates, his energy. This man knows how to do this. He says it and it happens because he says, if I say it, it's going to happen. It's not that deep. We don't even have to read more books.
Yeah.
You don't even have to learn more. It's not that deep. Believe bigger. Here's small belief. Here's big belief.
Yeah.
Bigger. That's it.
But, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got my big ones on a whiteboard in my kitchen so I can see it even though I'm not reading it. Mm-hmm. But it's there's like a pile of those pyramids right beside it. So I'm like, this is my charge up corner. Like when I'm feeling down, like this is where I just sit and charge up.
Yeah.
And then this is where it happens. But I found this dude in Brazil who makes big pyramids. Oh. And he puts it into the crystals and then he sent it. But you know what? It's weird. I sent him $1,000 and I haven't heard from him. Maybe I need to manifest it that hurries up.
Hey, he's going to listen to this. He's going to be like, you know what? Let me get on it.
Yeah, no, but he could get like big ones and then he has like ones that are like this high.
Yeah.
Just stacked with like crystals and whatever dreams you want in it. Like, mm-hmm. I put four of mine in, four of my roommates. We're going to put it in the middle of the kitchen. Yeah, but the ticket with this type of stuff is you need to put your five underneath it.
I want you to get one made. So pyramids are great for transmitting.
Yeah.
Okay? But I want you to get one made that is an upside-down pyramid.
Easy.
Because an upside-down pyramid is for receiving. So I'm going to show you something crazy. Now, this is going to blow your mind. Okay? Yeah. So the upside-down pyramid is like a vortex that funnels down. Okay? And if I were to tell you the word abracadabra, you would think of magic.
Yes.
But I told you also what the root origin of the word abracadabra means, which means as I speak, I create.
Yeah.
It's what you do. Now, if I were to type abracadabra into my phone,
mm-hmm.
into Google Images,
yeah.
What would pull up? Would it be like magic tricks?
A magician? A rabbit in a hat.
Rabbit in a hat, magicians, all those type of things, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pulling up Google Images. And I'm just going to type in this random word, abracadabra, that we relate magic tricks to. Abracadabra. All right. Pulling it up. And this is what we have. This is what every image of abracadabra shows.
What?
An upside down pyramid. Every single one. You don't see a magic trick in sight.
What?
This is what abracadabra means.
How did you do that?
I didn't. I just typed. Anybody do it. Abracadabra. How did you do that? Upside down pyramid. There's a reason why.
Is Google, he on his palm of his hand?
Is an upside down triangle.
Wow.
Abracadabra is creation, that receiving. So get one that's upside down as well.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Wow, look at you. That's crazy. How did you plan that? Did you plan that?
I didn't. I started saying these things and I started connecting the dots. And I'm like, yo, damn. One day I just typed it in and I'm like, there's no way. That's all upside down.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Rocket. Is there any final thoughts, any final feelings that you want to let the people hear? Anything that you want to plug? Anything you need from them?
Man, I just need everybody to go dream.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody wants to find me, you'll know how to find me. You spent an hour with us.
Yeah.
But, like, just go dream and then report back your stories to me, because that's what helps me believe bigger. Your story is a testimony. I believe bigger. So then that increases my magic.
Yeah.
And everybody starts sharing the magic. That's all I want. That's all I want. So y'all go do that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for tapping in. It is at Charlie, like everywhere, just literally Charlie. I don't know how he finessed that, but he did it. I manifested having a single word username everywhere. I respect it. But thank you so much for tapping in. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave a comment, show some love. Maybe write your dreams down in the comments. That would be really cool to
see. That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool to reflect on. But yeah, this was magic. Again, this is Charlie Rocket. Great guy. Changed my life. So,
amen.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Appreciate you, bro.